All right, beautiful people,
how are we today on your Freedom Day? Freedom Day! Yeah, is that better?
No, it's better. It's my spotlight. That'll do. You can have me in the dark. This is Nate Max here from Nate Max Human Alliance. I also run a global project called innateawareness.com. I run retreats, seminars, presentations, YouTubes, podcasts, fucking all the major protests. Been doing this shit for a decade, a fucking decade. Been screaming my head off and yelling and fucking pushing for a good 8 to 10 years. And here we are. Ha, we made it. Communism. Yes. Feels great to be in a communist country of Australia. I was just went into Byron Bay before. Fucking Byron Bay. They say it's a woke area, but it's actually full of just alcoholic dickheads, and people are so self-absorbed that they wouldn't know what fucking day of the week it is. They're too busy trying to look cool and play the fucking indie card and all these other cards of how cool they are. To not really give a fuck about the world. Actually, that's really Byron Bay. Byron Bay is not really the awake area it used to be. It's moved inland. It's definitely, you know, further inland. The energy's gone back. So anyway, I'm not going to write off Byron Bay. It's a fucking beautiful area. A lot of people wearing masks today. I was in Woolworths before and I was the only person in the whole shop not wearing a mask. Pathetic effort. Pathetic. Oh, God. And the security guard got up me because I made a little video for like 13 seconds, I swear. And he's like, were you recording? I'm like, maybe? What? He's like, you're not allowed to record in here. I'm like, I was just sending a voice note to my friend. And he's like, oh, well, people come in here and they want to record. And I'm like, yeah, they probably want to record the fucking communism, and your communist fucking owner who owns Woolworths doesn't support being highlighted. Anyway, I'm going to have a fucking rant today. Hope you're ready. I put my seatbelt on this time, so you can't complain. There's always one person that complains about seatbelt. And, so anyway, I went in to buy a surfboard today to support the economy, that thing which is completely fucking failing. And, I didn't realise that it was Freedom Day today, or the start of communism. We should put it in our books for Independence Day starts today. Yeah, anyway, I walked in the shop. I was looking at these Rip Curl Firewire TimberTech boards. They're about $1,400. That's a half decent purchase. And she's like, oh, you got a mask on and a vaccine passport, otherwise I can't serve you. And I was like, what? What the fuck? And yeah, it was like the penny really fucking dropped for me today. I was like, oh, we're here. And I don't give a fuck if the government says, look, it's just till December 1st, then you can all go and play in the playground together. When you jump, we say hi, hi. When we clap our hands, you jump. Snap lockdown, ready, go. 2 days of freedom, ready, snap lockdown, everybody. On, off, on, off, on, off. Mind control, that's how it works. You fuck someone up enough by giving them some freedom, then taking it away, giving them and taking it away. So eventually you lose all hope and you like just end up laying in the fetal position, sucking your thumb and pissing your pants. This is a military operation. Anyway, I kind of got a bit angry. I didn't abuse anyone. But I did speak to the woman at the end, lovely little girl. And I'm fucking sick of hearing this defeated narrative. I'm homeless, so I need to do this for work and money. I'm like, you're living in Byron Bay. Of course you're going to be fucking homeless. If you have any, if you don't have money in Byron Bay, you are fucking homeless because Byron Bay is more expensive than Sydney. And there's a fucking housing crisis which has been going for 5 years. So if you come up to Byron with nowhere to live, and you're not a hot little girl, and everyone wants you to stay at their house, well, you're gonna be fucking homeless. That's what happens. So anyway, she pulled that card on me. She's quite smart, actually. She's quite awake, yet to a point, right? Everyone's awake to a point. It's like, where is your line in the sand, soldier? I need money. Okay, cool. So you took the vaccine. You did. You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. You're like 21 years old and you took a fucking vaccine for a miserable, shitty job in a fucking surf shop where you get paid like fucking $3 an hour.
Oh my God.
Your line in the sand is like so fucking short. This is your line in the sand. I sell out here. That's it. The line in the sand literally determines where the fuck you're at. I said to her, I would rather live in the bush in a tent and wipe my ass with leaves than to fucking get that vaccine. So she was quite awake to a fucking point. And then I realized these people aren't awake. They know all this shit, but they don't act it, do they? She got the vax. She's 21. I said, did you have any symptoms after? She said, nah. I said, I pray to God that you got the placebo. I pray you got the placebo. Do not take another vaccine, you know. But anyway, the penny dropped today. Then I went to Woolworths after and I was the only person who never had a mask on. Looked around. All these people looking at me, some going, like, why aren't you wearing a mask? That fucking look. The divide is real. Fuck, the divide is fucking real, guys. The mask literally separates men from sheep. And it also separates people who are in the matrix from whatever outside the box thinkers or something. And it's so fucking obvious. It's such a good ploy. It's such a good little game they're running. It's so tight. It's very clever, you know? The masks, like, fucking, they've had like actuarials and strategists and military people and scientists and doctors and geniuses working on this for a long time because fuck, it's a good plan, you know? I think about how many layers there are and how a new layer presents itself all the time, constantly a new layer. Oh, now we're going to do this. Oh, now we're going to have a check-in. You can write your name down. And then eventually, once you got used to that, well, then we're going to have it on your phone. Then that's not going to be good enough. Then it's going to be this, then this, then this. Can you see the totalitarian tiptoe? Can you see it, guys? This is how you fuck shit up bit by bit, right? You just do a little bit each week and you're ticking off the boxes. And if you look at the list, you've got this giant list. You're like a third of the way through it. And it's just like making progress every week, making progress, making progress. That's why we have to viciously reject any impeachment on our freedom. I mean anything. Because all these little 1% add up to the, not the 100%, but the 1000% fucking tyranny. See, it was a weird day for me. It's fucking weird. It's just a bit disappointing, you know? Oh, shit. Oh, there we go. And, yeah, I'm going to make a lot of movies now. This social media gig for me is fucking boring. I'm over it. Just repeating myself. So I'm going to make movies. I'm going to be on the street. We're going to have our Project Veritas Australian style going on. We've got a whole bunch of shit about to pop, guys, so yeah, stay tuned. It's gonna get wild, it's gonna get exciting, it's gonna be really good. I don't know what else to say. A little bit dumbfounded, a little bit disappointed. I don't know. What a day, huh? The day when communism really put a foot in our way of life. Who would have believed 3 fucking years ago? My thongs? 25, 28. I'm looking for my thongs. Oh, talking about all this serious stuff. I'm trying to find my thongs in a letterbox.
I love it.
Love the Gemini. Gemini me. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I'm on a fucking secret mission right now to find my thongs. We had this beautiful meeting today with a media team. We're going to have a media team up here and heaps of stuff's going on. And my thongs are in the ground and they're kind of really close to his feet. And I was like, did I wear my thongs today or are they his thongs? And I was like, I don't know. And then they're kind of tucked under his seat. And I'm like, maybe they're his thongs. They're like kind of generic ones, you know? probably everyone has that pair of thongs. And he walked off with them, and I was like, oh, that must have been his thongs. And then I got into my car, I was like, oh, they're my thongs, actually. What a story, right? Wow, so exciting, Nate. Fuck, you're on fire today. Oh, shit. All you can do is poke a stick at everything and have a laugh. Like, this is a circus. It's a bloody circus. William Wallace would not be happy right now. He'd be rolling in his grave. What number is this? 111? What the fuck? It was 28 before. What's this one? So, 122? Fucking hell. Oh, maybe it was 228. Fuck, I'm gonna have to get out of this video. Oh, it might have been 228. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's not really important, is it? Or maybe it is. Maybe my thongs are actually way more important than this whole narrative. Maybe if I find my thongs today, then this, everything finishes. Trump rolls in on a fucking white horse and he just arrests all the deep state. Fauci gets hit by a car. Bill Gates gets shot with a Stinger missile. They blow up the headquarters of the CIA, the NSA, the Pentagon, all the militaries. They disappear and they turn into flowers, and they just, there's flowers everywhere. Don't you reckon? That could happen, right? What's that one? No, no letterbox there. Where am I going? Fucking middle of nowhere. Maybe I'll just go live from now on and it can be called Thong Hunt. The Hunger Games Thong Series. This is probably the video that will end up on Channel 9, you watch. Yeah. Alright, well, anyway, guys, I think put your comments in the box about my thongs, most importantly, first, but then secondly, about what your thoughts are today, you know? Is this going on Australia-wide, or is it just up here? Like, I don't know what the fuck's happening, so I haven't been paying attention. It's fucking boring. It was boring 18 months ago, and now it's so boring. Fuck. 220, oh, we're getting close, I reckon. Fucking yeah, boy. What's that one? Ha ha, yes. Here we are. Oh, they're in the letterbox. Look at this. Special fucking delivery. Great. Now I can get back to my live interview.
What do you reckon?
Oh shit, can't see. Hang on, guys. Oh, I just ran someone over. Don't tell anyone. Oh, fuck, just missed the bin too. Look, I just killed someone. Don't tell anyone, guys, all right? Don't share this video. Oi, don't you tell anyone either. Fucking, he saw it. He saw it. Yeah. So anyway, good news is my business partner and a couple of people, we've started a business. So you don't have to fucking go to Woolworths anymore. Fuck them. Why give them the money when you can give us the money and we can use it to fight tyranny, right? Food distribution, delivered in under 20 minutes. And we're about to go Australia-wide, guys. So all the people who didn't buy in when I gave you three opportunities, too bad, you lose. So we're killing it. It's fucking doing five times better than we anticipated. It was valued at an astronomical amount of money already. And so we are going a fucking Australia-wide, guys. So hopefully soon we'll have one right near your area. So rather than going in to Woolworths and fucking having to deal with that shit, you can just order it and we'll deliver the food to your house. I'll talk to you guys more about that later. But yeah, I really felt also in Woolworths today, because I don't usually go there. I'll go there when, like, say, coconut water, like Cocoa Quench or whatever, the organic coconut shit. When that's on special, if I see a sign or something, it's like $2 a bottle, I'll go in and buy like 3 cases of it. And some, I will buy some organic stuff sometimes, you know, like, I'm not super picky. But I get deja vu, right? I get deja vu all the time. I get visions of the future. I have crazy fucking astral experiences and dreams. I have beings and stuff talk to me. I get shown stuff, and then I talk about it, you know what I mean? And I had this real deja vu today in the Woolies, and it was just the shelves were fucking empty, you know, there was fuck all there. And the food that was there was like shitty, it was kind of rotten, you know, it wasn't good food like we used to. Now, when I went to Brazil like 10 years ago, I went over there and I just fucking partied the whole time. Didn't really see much of the place, to be honest. Wasn't really, wasn't a very soul-inspiring trip, that's for sure. Probably longer than that. I was 19 when I went. I was a fucking young cunt. Got in so much trouble over there. Got arrested, got shot at, fell through a roof, got chased by the military. Got fucking extorted to pay the military money, let me go and everything. They're going to kill me. And, oh, it was great. It's good. It was good character building. And anyway, we went to these little towns. Like, I love exploring. I've always been an explorer. I felt like I knew this shit was coming. I knew this was coming. So every time I go to a country, I'll just hire a scooter or a car and I will just fucking drive everywhere. Literally, I just drive. I just love seeing new shit, meeting new people. Fuck, I froth over it. Meeting heaps of people and going new places and sunsets, that's me. You'll find me laying on a hot rock in a sunset and that's pretty much the happiest I'll get. But anyway, I was so conditioned to being in Australia and living, you know, in a pretty good area. It wasn't the hood. So I wasn't used to, like, you know, going into a place and seeing all rotten food and shit. So I was in this little town, I think it was called Buzios or Porto Seguro or something like that. But it was like, basically it was a freaky place because it had a lot of potential. It was an island we flew to, I think. Can't remember, I was probably off my head when I was there. Probably drunk the whole time on Capirinhas. Capirinhas, woo! Alcoholic trip, that one. And so anyway, it looked like, imagine like Chernobyl after the nuclear bomb went off. There was basically like, everything looked like nature had taken over. So there was giant theme parks, there was water parks, there was stadiums. There was all this shit that was just covered in vines. A bit like that movie with Will Smith, when he's in the city and there's all those zombies and nature's grown over. Can't remember the name, but it's a great movie, that, with his dog. With his trusty dog. And it was like that. So I was driving through all these weird old theme parks that are shut down and everything. I got this fucking creepy vibe, you know. I was like, fuck. Like, you can see what happens when there's no money or the economy's fucked. It's like lifeless, you know. Until you go into nature and then it's thriving. When you go into nature and you don't have anything and you make it work and you live in like community and stuff, that's a whole different thing. But when money comes in and money goes, yeah, it's terrible, you know. Anyway, I went to these shops. I was hungry, driving around this dune buggy with these two Brazilians, these two hot Brazilians and my mate. And I was drinking Capri Oscars the whole time. They were all over the car. I ended up launching the car off this sand dune and like cracking the bottom of the sump and all oil came out and the motor blew up. I got stuck and fuck, had to pay all this money to fix it. Oh, the more I think about that trip, I realize how good it was. What a great experience. And anyway, I went to this shop and it was like weird. Like, it was a fucking like full shanty shop, you know. I was like, go in there and get some food. And I thought I was buying packets of chips. And there's all these, I was just trying to find anything that resembled food from Australia, you know, because all countries have their own version of poisonous fucking shit food in packets, right? So I was trying to find something that resembled the food that I knew. So I bought some chips, bought these things, I bought bread. I'm standing there at the counter and this woman's like, excuse me. I'm like, yeah. She's like, that is not good. And I look at the bread. The whole bread's fucking mold, like black mold, like not, like gray mold over the whole thing. I didn't even think to check. Because you just don't get moldy bread in Australia. It just gets tossed out, you know. We've got pretty good health stuff around certain things, health regulations. Anyway, so I put it back and she helped me choose, like probably like 90% of the bread was all moldy, you know, and like that would still get probably used and put into like, maybe made into something else, I don't know. But that was a vibe I got in Woolworths today. I had a deja vu of this supermarket, a dilapidated supermarket with really old food and not much on the shelves. And the chips, fuck, how's this? So the chips, right? I was so hungover at this point in time, been drinking all day. And I'm opening these chips. And you know that shit that they put in the boxes when you get a television? It's like little pieces of corn. I swear to God, that's what it was. It wasn't even a different version. It was literally that stuffing. I got the chips, I put it in my mouth, I was like, bleh. I was like, like, fuck, what is that? I looked at the packet, my mate goes, bro, that's that shit from the television boxes. I'm like, what the fuck? And that's literally what was in the chip packets, like that fucking like wheat stuff that you'd use for packing. And that was their chips, you know, in Brazil, fuck. So I had so many culture shocks over there. So many fucking beautiful women and beautiful men and people just living in like an abandoned concrete uniblock that hasn't been finished with no doors, no fixtures, no fittings, one light bulb in the middle, one little cooktop stove, you know, and they had like had cardboard on the ground with this little thin piece of fucking foam, and that was the house, you know. I was like, fuck, these beautiful people, like, fuck, it blew me away. I'm not saying that's where Australia's going. I'm saying that's where we could go so quickly. When the economy fucks up, mate, you give it 10 years, the whole entire place you live will go from being this nice place with nicely mown grass and everyone playing on their push bikes to broken push bikes, long grass, dilapidated houses, fucked up roads with potholes everywhere, and that doesn't take very long. You know what I mean? That does not take very long for that shit to happen. So I don't even know why I'm talking about this, but that's what I saw today. That was probably an alternate timeline. That's definitely a reality and a possibility for us. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But I do feel, in amongst all this shit, I feel we're going through the greatest awakening ever in human history as well, you know? This is forcing everybody to wake up. Back in the day, I had to work hard to wake people up, you know? I had to spend time with them and, like, load them up information. Now it's just like you can pretty much just put a, like a document in someone's hand and they'll look at you and they'll go, I fucking knew it. And they're awake. And you're like, woohoo, another one. So really good time to be awake, to help wake people up. And especially with health, for all you health experts and people out there. And even if you're not a health expert, if you do some research, you will be a health expert, because health is this fucking weird thing that, like, you don't learn anything from doctors or mainstream. You're going to learn your health and your health sovereignty by doing your own research. So yeah, really important time to start to understand our detoxification pathways, liver, kidney, gallbladder, and lymphatic system, and really start cleaning our bodies out to get these metals out, because the metals is what's keeping this whole thing. Forget everything that's going on. This is about getting metal in the fucking human body and hooking us up to like 6G. I think that's the end goal. Everything else that's going on is annoying, and vaccines and kills off and poisonous, but it's all about the metals. It's all about us becoming half human, half fucking metal, whatever the fuck they're planning, you know? So, fuck, so I'll turn the exhaust off. That's probably been really loud the whole time. Sorry, that was like droning away. Yeah, so your health is key right now. If you've got metals in you, you know, it's passed on via the womb to the children, and it fucks everything. It's in every cell, has a memory, hooks you up to 5G, 6G, 4G, 3G. You start becoming mineral deficient because the metals push the minerals out. They steal the hole where they're supposed to go. If you have 5 car spots, that's supposed to be selenium, and you don't have enough selenium to fill those 5 car spots and 2 of them are empty, well then another metal will go in there and just fill it up. So yeah, that's why we're so mineral deficient, because the metals are filling up those holes. And then you can't detox when you have no minerals, because your body won't release the metals because it needs minerals, and it's this whole process. So I'm definitely going to go into more depth about that stuff later. I don't want to digress too much. I just basically came on to have a fucking whinge about Byron Bay today, have a whinge about Woolworths, have a whinge about my surfboard, whinge about my thongs, just whinge about everything really. So I hope you enjoyed it. You know, usually I like to bring you positive content, but today, too bad. Sorry. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, so chuck in the comments, guys, how you've been feeling. I love your comments, I really do. I wish I could reply to all of them, but I'm fucking sick to death of holding my phone in my hand. And like I said, we're going to do some really fucking good contents, some on-the-street stuff, movies, documentaries, all that shit. Going to do more of that. I don't know what my role is anymore. I'm not feeling very motivated. Haven't felt motivated for a year and a half. I met a beautiful woman at the beach today, and she must have seen my live on Instagram. I got banned on Instagram yesterday for going live. So I did two really good lives, really good ones on Mate Max TV, and then they just banned me. So that was awesome. So I went on my off-grid adventures account to see if I go live on that, and that was good. I had 10 people on. That made me feel really proud. 10 people, you know. The struggle's real. The struggle's real. Whew. So, where I was getting at with that Woolworths thing is that you need to start planting food. You need to get rid of your fucking grass in your property. Stop mowing and start growing. Start putting planter boxes in. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, everyone just to start growing. Start growing at the nature strips. Doesn't matter if you've only got 1 meter of fucking grass, just put food there. You know how good it is? You could grow like 5 tomato trees in that. It's the best. Planting trees and growing gardens is the most fucking beautiful thing you can do. It's so heart-opening, it's so connected. You're connected to nature, you're putting seeds in the ground and birthing something. And you're eating the beautiful food that you grew. Like, it's so special, it really is. And if you don't think that's special, then I would implore you to read The Ringing Cedars of Russia. I say this all the fucking time. Probably 100 of you guys have actually gone out and bought the books. You should all go buy them because they're not going to be in print forever. And they're the most inspiring, beautiful, heart-opening books you ever read. And if you're feeling down and feeling a bit low and a bit off at the moment, read these books. I guarantee you, you will message me and say, "Thank you, Nate. These books changed our lives. Thank you." I wish I wrote them so I could take full credit for it, but I didn't. But they're awesome books, right? So get the books. And I don't know what else to say. But anyway, guys, love you all. Keep it up. Keep up the pressure. Keep fighting on all fronts. Don't stop. Don't take on my negative rant today. Big love to you all, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye now.